Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, look who's coming over here.
Oh, the signal. Be cool, be cool, be cool, be cool.
Be cool, be cool, be cool. Don't be a mush.
What does that mean?
Power play. The power play. Power play. Breakaway goal. Breakaway goal.
There he is.
Yes.
JPEG's leaving. She's giving Bob the headset. Bob. A champion is walking on over.
I'm not hyperventilating. You are.
Can I just tell you, there's nobody more excited than this man right here.
Oh, man. That's it. Mr. Sergey Bobrovsky is sitting down with the gang right now.
Sergey, how are you, buddy?
Good, good. How are you?
You're good. Ooh. You should be good.
Look at you, man.
You're a champion. This is, first of all, congratulations. Let's just start off there, man. This has been an incredible journey for you. But how does it feel like to reach the mountaintop and get to where you were? What was this summer like for you, for all the work that you put in? That had to feel incredible.
Well, first of all, thank you for the congratulating me. Yeah, that's, you know, the moment when we won the cup, it's already in the past. It's been a long time ago, I feel like. And the biggest emotions was right after we finished the game, and when first lift of the cup. That was those moments I can't even describe. It's just, even though like lifting the cup, I saw that so many times in my visualizations, but it's still it's incredible. So I can describe that.
Was it did you have images that like ran in your head? Was it like all the work you put in? Do you like look for your family? Like what went through your moment when you got the cup in your hands?
The moment that you get the cup in your hands and lifting, it was like very slow down moment, you know, like I try to also enjoy that moment as much as possible, because I know how much work it requires to get to that point, and how many have to things come together. So it's not only in your control, it's also has to be like the whole. Lots of little things has to come together.
It has to be something to play in a game like that and just get into a flow and not realize that, you know what, just play, because any mistake or anything that anybody does could mean the Stanley Cup. And it seemed like you guys went about it just playing the same type of hockey you played all year, especially those, like I tell you, the last minute with the puck just up against the wall. I'm like, oh my goodness, this is the longest minute of my life. It's the longest minute of my life. I'm trying to figure out, okay, can they still get a shot off? Can they still do this? And you got to be sitting there going, like, just like, come on.
No, that was actually, yes, there was two opponents was right in front of my net. So I'm kind of like, but also the clinching games before we ended up the same way, so
right.
I think Mixi was the same guy, so I knew, like, I trusted him that he knows what he's doing, so.
Right.
And all the guys at that moment, everybody can tied up their grip and not allowed to do anything.
I think that's the thing I learned the most this year about hockey, is that how much of a team sport it really is. Watching you guys go from year to year, you know, like 2 years ago with all the goals scored and all the goals you were scoring, and then last year with it getting a little bit tighter, and then this year just having the patience and knowing that everybody could depend on everybody. Seeing that happen and then seeing it all come together, there's a man, I really appreciated the fact that it is a team sport.
Yeah, it is the hardest trophy to win in a team sport, because mm-hmm. you go through the 7 months of the regular season with all the travels and stuff. So your teammates becomes as a family. you know, and you spend you might spend more time with them when compared to your normal family, you know, right. And that's the big moment. In the playoffs, it's also like you go through the war for two months, and it's yeah, and to lift that trophy and celebrate it together, it's special.
It just looks cool. Awesome. You could just see the look in your face, like it still soaks over you, like all the stuff that you put into it. How did you spend your day with it in the summer? Like, what did you do with the cup?
My day was here in Florida, so I invited the people from Europe. So since I moved to North America, most of the time I train with the European coaches. So I invite the people from Europe and had the dinner with them. And also beside that, I had the time at my house, made the picture. We invite the photographer to make the nice pictures with the whole family. My parents was able to come over. My sister was able to come over. It's a great day. It's a great day, definitely. And it's nice tradition that everybody can have the day with the cup.
Eat anything out of it?
I didn't. No.
You didn't
do the
Luongo. You eat the pasta.
I didn't.
Bennett's eating the Captain Crunch. You respect, you left.
Yeah, like, especially.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries, so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I feel like that trophy has so much history, has so many legacies, legends, you know, like in there. It's definitely, it's a special to see my name on it, with on the line with those people, you know, like with the true legends. And I got so much respect, so for the trophy, I kind of more handing it and trying to take care of it.
You're like, give me the white gloves. Give me the fancy white gloves.
Almost.
I know what a maniac you are with working. Now, with reaching the mountaintop, how did you treat this summer? Like, did you get right back at it because you want to get right back there? Did you give yourself a little more of a break? Like, how did you treat yourself to a championship summer?
It's basically didn't change much to me. So as soon as it's done, I came back home. I saw met the family, friends, and then I start training. So off ice, and here we are. So it's very balanced summer. Mm-hmm. You know, you don't have to think and create anything. So it's go naturally, go with the flow. And it's actually, I feel like it's a big advantage to have a short summer.
Does it, how much does it mean to you, just the idea you did come here to do this, and there's been different iterations of this team, like there's been different coaches and teammates and styles you guys played, but just, I guess, how proud of yourself that you, I know it's a team sport, but just the idea that you came down to Florida for a goal. And I imagine when you're sitting there in this parade in the rain and you're seeing this community that's raving about your team, just like, what did that mean to you?
Yeah, it was it's a great moment too, definitely. How many fans came out to celebrate that that victory with us. And again, I appreciate the fans for all the support they gave us throughout the regular season and especially in the playoffs. It's amazing to get it done together with them.
You got a mural of the Bobbery anywhere? You know the I mean, that's got it. If I did that, Bob, if I did the dive, like, I would have that, like, painted over my, I think I would put that over the master bedroom, like, right there. Like, where is, do we have a photo of that or a mural, a canvas of that anywhere?
I have a picture of it. Yeah, I have that. Some of my friends gifted me that picture, so I have it at my house. But again, you know, like, it's happened, so I don't give myself 100% credit for that. There is a luck, so, and there is, you know, it was two broken plays before, and then just like I tried to throw as much as possible of my body, and it's happened to hit my arm. So it's
you ever look at that picture, you go, how did this like, sometimes you got to be lucky, sometimes like it.
Yeah, and so, and that's what happened. And yeah, I thankful to God and appreciate Him for the everything that I went through last 2 years in the playoffs and for this victory. So it's all for Him.
You've worked hard, man. I'm very happy for you. Know that you put in a lot into this. I wanted to ask you this, by the way. You went to UFC down here over the when it was during the season.
Mm-hmm.
Were you there to see a certain fighter? Was there somebody like in particular you wanted to see, or are you just excited? Because I know you love training the fight sometimes to get yourself ready for the season. Was there a particular guy you want to see, or you just wanted to experience it live?
It was a cool tournament too. There was the great fighters was there, but I'm basically, I appreciate the sport. I appreciate the mind part of this sport, how they prepare, and for me to go there and see that life, that was special. That was I had the incredible emotions for that.
It was it was a hell of a show. Like there's nothing like the way they put on the production for that type of stuff.
Yeah, definitely, and how they prepare and how they like manage themselves during the fight. Because it's literally, you might be killed, you know, in that fight, and how they approach themselves and how they get ready. It's cool to watch.
Do you feel, because I do feel like you're a guy who, you know, is ready to move on to the next season and get work, do you feel like there's any leadership that you have to get everybody around to just get focused on this upcoming year, or do you feel like the mindset is going to be great for you guys from the jump to defend this title?
No, I think, you know, we have to, it's the, always the thing, it doesn't matter when you end up last year, this year you have to start over again. You have to start from the zero. You have to build up all the chemistry, the trust, and all the things, you know, to get to the point that it's all like in the playoffs, that it's going your way. And you still you only like you can work so hard to give yourself a best chance. So there is no warranty. There is no guarantee that you're gonna do certain things and you're gonna be successful. That's also what makes it so much fun and so much interesting for the fans, because you don't know. There is so many good teams. There is so many good players who's going to compete this year for the cup, and we are in the mix too.
Sergey Bobrovsky, congratulations again.
Congrats.
We're happy for you, man. We cannot wait for the season, and all the best to you, man.
Thank you, guys. Thank you for having me. Great to talk to you again.
We'll take a break. Back with more after this.